Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the Blue Lake Casino after security officers at the hotel detained a man suspected of dealing drugs from his hotel room. Deputies contacted 35-year-old McKinleyville resident John Kringle and were told by security that several complaints had been lodged from other guests about the number of people coming and going from Kringle's room. Kringle, who was on formal probation for a past drug conviction, also had two warrants out in his name. Deputies found suspected methamphetamine in plain view, and some 13 grams were seized along with marijuana. Kringle was arrested and booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges, as well as for the warrants. Sheriff's deputies arrested a McKinleyville man and a Eureka woman following a traffic stop on Pickett Road in McKinleyville early this morning. A patrol deputy pulled over a vehicle driven by 46-year-old George Miller of McKinleyville for a traffic violation and detected the strong odor of marijuana coming from the car. Both Miller and his passenger, 36-year-old Jamie Rogers, was detained and a search of the car was conducted. The deputy found about a pound of processed marijuana in the trunk of the car, along with a gram and a half of methamphetamine. Miller, who was driving on a suspended license, was arrested for possession and transportation, and Rogers was arrested for possession as well as for four outstanding warrants, and both were booked into county jail. Rogers was later released. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit conducted a probation search at an apartment in the 1800 block of 3rd Street in Eureka on Tuesday. Officers contacted 49-year-old Anthony Pratt and 28-year-old Jessica Temple. A search of the apartment turned up nearly 13 grams of methamphetamine, packaging materials, and a digital scale. Both Pratt and Temple were arrested on possession and possession for sale charges, along with probation violations and outstanding warrants, and booked into county jail. Eureka police arrested 51-year-old transient Charles Knight on Tuesday afternoon after responding to a report of a fight taking place near 5th and T Streets in Eureka. Investigating officers found that Knight had been beaten and detained by three men, one of whom had confronted Knight while parked in his vehicle with his wife and grandchild. Officers were told that Knight had offered to sell the man marijuana, was refused, and then offered to sell marijuana to his wife. Knight was then accused of hitting the woman with a brown bag, throwing an unknown object into their truck, and exposing himself to the woman and child. The husband chased Knight and was joined by two other men near the Burger King. One of the men is suspected of kicking Knight in the head after he had been constrained and could face assault charges, although he had left the scene before police arrived. Knight was booked into county jail on several charges. And as we head into the winter months, the California Highway Patrol is ramping up its traffic safety awareness campaigns. The CHP has received a federal grant to combat unsafe drivers, and the aim is to reduce by 5% the number of collisions caused by speeding, aggressive drivers, and drivers who don't pay attention. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andrew Mills began his first day on the job on Monday and was officially sworn in as police chief this afternoon. Chief Mills comes to Eureka with a reputation of being a problem solver and an official who believes that creating a safer community means everybody works together.
There are some internal challenges that we need to take a look at, and then there's some external challenges that we need to take a look at. I think the low-hanging fruit, the first thing is building the relationships and the collaboration necessary to make things happen externally outside the police department. I think that from what I have seen up to this point, there's a very, very strong, cohesive community.
Changes in attitude from both city residents and police officers are one of the keys to tackling issues such as property crime, general public safety, and homelessness.
Many different perspectives, many people with different views on things, but I think it's a very strong community where people can work together shoulder to shoulder to find solutions, longer-term solutions. And so that is the lowest hanging fruit to me, is getting that group together and making sure that we're all marching the same direction.
Mills has gone on record saying that his first few months will be dedicated to listening to his department personnel, city officials, and community members in an effort to better learn where to direct his energies. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.